Move to approve check number 457872 through 457901, 457903 through 457948, warrants 7348, and two journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Comment on... I guess it'd be the auditor to talk to. On some of these, we had cut the budget on account, we've got departments that held them, and they should have came through last year's budget. It was work done like in October or something. I hope to talk to them. It'll hurt him on the budget this year.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for January 27, 2020.
I don't have any questions.
Move to approve regular session minutes dated January 27th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Purchase card amendment.
The amendment just covers the change to reflect the existing bid procedures, right?
Correct.
Move to approve amendment number 2020-01.1 to the Taney County Purchase Card Policy.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Financial statement.
Good morning.
Morning.
Everybody's happy today.
Thank you. Been a beautiful weekend, hasn't it? Weather not?
And then the Chiefs won on top of it. Wow. Great.
Yeah, I thought we'd have our shirts up here this morning, but I guess they might have taken them and worn them.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the financial statement that I previously emailed to all of you, to the auditor, and to the treasurer. Once you accept it, we will put it in the newspaper. And after putting it in the newspaper, then we'll spread it into your minutes of today and send it to the state auditor's office. Would you like me to go over a little of the details, or do you want to just review it?
I reviewed it, and I think the treasurer and auditor have both. I know the treasurer's reviewed it. They've... Yeah. Okay.
You guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
No.
Move to approve and enter into the record the financial statement for 2019 as required per RSMO 50.815.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll print this on acid-free paper and bring it up to you to sign.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Board appointment. Point Lookout Airport.
What about court orders?
Oh, I'm sorry. Court orders. I didn't mean skip.
2 weeks in a row.
I'm sorry about that.
First time I wouldn't be offended. Second time, Wesley, you might.
He just likes to see your face in here a little longer.
Yeah, I guess.
Good morning. For court orders this morning, we've got a personal property case abatements. Abatement numbers 300321 and 300322. These are refund abatements. The 321 is from 2017. Taxpayer was overcharged for Dodge pickup. And 322 is the same taxpayer, same pickup. It's just for 2018.
Now, on the one in 2017, and I know if they bring in evidence that their car is worth less than what you have to assess, but if they've used that went on to the NADA under the used cars, so can you just put in the year back in 17, what it's worth back in 17, or are they looking at what it's worth now when they do it? I'm questioning why it wouldn't have been done brought sooner. What brought that about?
I can't tell you how it came about, but if you'll look at the second page there, it shows the NADA for January 1, 2017.
Yeah.
So it wasn't but $60 there, but in 18, $50.
Okay. So you can go into that site and yes, just put in whatever year and it'll bring it up and show you. Yes. If you put in the
correct. Back, how many years?
Okay.
Years,
yeah. I wondered. Yeah. So our system, our computer system, when we put in that year and the model and everything, so it's figuring different than what the NADA?
I guess would be that maybe there was override. Truck instead of, because the account should have bought it correctly. So there was something.
Oh. So if we did it in our system now, it would come up agree with the NA. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I was going to get in and ask you about that, and I just didn't make it.
It's the same truck. It has different values each year, right?
It depreciates each year.
Does every vehicle depreciate each year?
Well, as far as I know.
Normally. Yeah.
Seems like I've heard that they can go up, but normal is to go down because it's older.
I don't know that my personal property taxes has ever gone down. I think it's the same every year.
Mine do until he changed. Well, like
until
this year.
Until 10 years.
Pardon?
Mine stay the same until the vehicle's 10 years old.
After it's 10 years old, it stays the same. But up until that, normally they depreciate just a little each year, except boats. My bill normally went down, but this year, you know, boats were increased and changed, and so mine didn't reflect it, my overall bill.
And motorcycles go down at 15 years.
15?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But before that, I think they all depreciate a little, don't they?
Yes, I would be surprised.
I've not paid that close. Yeah. I just thinking, yeah. Maybe it's the insurance company, I think. Don't.
Yeah, you'd need to look at yours, because I'd be surprised if it didn't depreciate just a little.
It's probably the insurance company that I...
They go up.
Yeah, it's like, no, wait a minute, my car's 6 years old and you're still charging me as if it was brand new.
Yeah.
If I ever mention I don't like insurance companies.
No, they do, unless
or
you change
engineers.
Companies.
I've said that to and architects.
Or lawyers.
Well, what would we do without
I don't
engineers?
Like lawyers either.
What would we do without engineers?
Without engineers?
Yes.
Well, there's a couple of them I like, but
yeah.
Just because Travis is sitting there.
If there's no questions, I make a motion, call this Exhibit A, to approve Exhibit A of the abatements.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Board appointments. Point lookout. I got one application. I don't know anything.
Do we know who's going off the board?
Joe
Hall.
He resigned.
Has this been put out for?
It was on the website for, and they've been looking for someone for some time. It's been several months.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he went to the last meeting when the members brought him, and they accepted it on the approval of the commission.
Move to appoint John Russolo to the Point Lookout Airport Board.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Master Short Form Agreement for Professional Services, HDR number 20-003, and then there's Task Order 1 and Task Order 2. I have a letter dated January 24th, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above-reference agreement between HDR Engineering and Tane County for professional engineering services. He's noted that paragraph 17, Exhibit B, the modified liability limited to $1 million. And that was the same as it was in the previous agreement.
The agreement that we have, does it already reflect that change?
Yes.
It does. Yeah.
Travis, are you familiar with it?
Yep. We made the change last week and got you nice copies. Right.
And then it was checked by our legal assistant.
So you guys have any questions on the short form agreement for professional services?
I don't.
Move to approve the Master Short Form Agreement for Professional Services by and between Taney County and HDR Engineering Incorporated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the...
I thought with your motion that away, we're approving the task force 1 and 2.
Oh, well, I was going to do them separate.
Pardon?
I was going to do them separate.
I didn't know. I thought, because it was part of the agreement, and I didn't know.
Do you have anything, any questions on task order 1?
No.
What about task order 2?
Let me see. No.
Nope.
Move to approve task Order 1 and Task Order 2, as presented in the agreement between Taney County and HDR Engineering.